Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Dorim Daf Ayin. We're already most of the way down the Daf. We're going to start at the Mishnah, 8 lines up from the bottom, Ayin Omer Aleph. Today we're learning for a foolish layman, for a wonderful person who is undergoing a significant biopsy today, B'ezus Hashem, it should all be L'tov. We're learning for a foolish layman for Chava Ita Bas Ella, the Soshah Chola Yisrael. All those who need a foolish layman should have one. B'ezus Hashem, B'meheira. Okay, we begin the new Mishnah, Ayin Omer Aleph, towards the bottom of the Daf, and the Mishnah tells us the din that we learned previously two shiurim ago in a Braisa. And the Mishnah tells us, Meisa Av, if the father Nebuch passes away, we're dealing over here with a Nara Hamurasa, and the father passes away after his daughter, who's a Nara, has been engaged, first stage of marriage, halachically she had Erisin, the Kiddushin, but not yet the Nisuin. So we had said previously that there's a shutvis between the father and the husband to be revoking her nedarim, to be made for her nedarim. So in this situation, if the father Nebuch passes away, Mesa'av lo nisrokna rishus labal. So the rights that the father had to revoke her nedarim, so any neder that she had already made, so normally they would have to be revoking them b'shutvis, but here, when the father passes away, the rights of the father don't pass over. They're not inherited, so to say, by the husband. However, the other way around, Mesa Baal, if the husband passes away, the father does get the rights. Nisrokna Rishus Lav. The rights of the husband are transferred over. They are inherited, so to say, by the father. So there's a major difference over here in the status, if you wish, of each of them in terms of the power that they have to inherit the other one. Both of them have to do with the shutvis. If the husband passes away, the father can continue to take over, so to say, the rights that the father had and can be made for the nether on behalf of the husband and himself. But if the father is the one that passes away, so the husband cannot go and inherit those rights of the father, and therefore he won't be able to revoke any nedarim that she made while the father was still alive. Now, in this fashion, Bozeh, Yofer Koach Ha'av, the strength of the father, in that he inherits the husband, whereas the husband doesn't inherit him, is stronger. Yofer Koach Ha'av Mikoach Ha'bal. However, as opposed to another area, which tomorrow we'll explore, Bedover Acher, in the other matter, however, Yofer Koach Ha'bal Mikoach Ha'av. In that situation, the strength of the husband is stronger than the Koach of the father. In what situation is that? Shabal Mefer Bebeger. That the husband has the right to be made for the darim of his wife, even though she's beyond the age of Nara, she's a bogeris, she's in the beggar stage, which is beyond 12 years and a half, 12 years and 6 months, so she's now a bogeris, so the husband still has the right to be made for his wife's nedarim. However, the father no longer can be made for his single daughter, who's a bogeris, he can't go be made for an adarim when she's 12 years and 6 months. The Gemara will explain exactly the scenario that we're talking about over here, that she is a bogeris. Gemara first starts off and says, my timer, what's the reasoning that the father does inherit the husband, but the husband doesn't inherit the father? And that's the way the Ron explains this. And we use the terminology here, maitaima, not in the normal sense. Maitaima here means lo nisrokun lushus lebal kimo la'av. Why in this situation is there this difference between the husband and the father? The hainu, the amar hocha, maitaima. And that's why we're saying over here, maitaima, as opposed to minolon. Where's the source? First, we have to state, why is there a difference between the husband and the father in terms of their ability to inherit the other one's rights? So again, the question over here that we're first asking is, why doesn't the husband have the ability to go and inherit the rights, just that the father had the ability to inherit the rights of the husband? And that's why, behind the Dhammar Hocha, my timer, will come in a moment, we're going to say, B'Samuch, right next, and the Gemara is going to say, regarding Gabi Mei Sabal, when we say that if the husband passes away, the father does inherit the rights, Nisrok to Rishus La'av. So there we're going to say the Lashon of Minolet. Where do we see that that's true? In any event, this is a stylistic statement that the Ron is pointing out over here, why we say my time here and minolin in a moment. So we say my time here now. So the answer is, the Omar Chronic, Morris says, because the pasuk tells us that when she is binurea be'savia, when she is in Nara in her father's house, so that means that as long as she is in her father's house and not yet in the domain of her husband, so then the father is the one that is the has the power to go and revoke her nedarim, albeit bishutvus, as we had learned previously, with the husband. And therefore, if the father has passed away, she still is called not yet fully in the husband's domain, she still retains the status of being in the father's domain, and therefore, even though Nebuch, her father, has passed away, the husband doesn't get the full rights to go and be made for Nedarim on his own. So that's based upon the pasuk Binurea Beis Avia. As the Ran tells us in that Dibra Maskul, Mashma, Afagav the Lesser La'av, even though the father's not alive, Akati Ise Beis Avia. She's still referred to as Beis Avia because she's not fully a Nesua and in the domain of her husband. No, why the other way around? Meis Habal Nisrok Rishus La'av, but how come if the husband passes away, the Rishus does get transferred over to the father, and he can't revoke the Nedarim. So Minolon, what's that based upon? What's the pasuk for that? So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi tells us, and again, we have here the Girsa in the Masoros HaShas that it should be Rava. We've had a lot of times in the last few Dafim that Rabbi and Rava were switched around. In any event, we'll read this like the Masoros HaShas says, Omar Rava, it should be. And he says, the Omar Kra, because the pasuk tells us a double Lashon, Imhayo Sihiyeh Le'ish. Hayo Siyeh Le'ish teaches us, if she has Nedarim, and there's two marriages over here, as Duran points out in Dibra Maslam, Hayo Siyeh Le'ish, Le'el Minei Ksiv, before that, it says, Hafara Di Av, it's talking about the Hafara rights of the father, V'samachlei, and right next to that it says, V'mayo Siyeh Le'ish, which implies, Shtei Havoyos B'mashma. And as we turn to Ayin Amud Beis, we'll explain what this means. So we have here the father marries off his daughter. The daughter is in the first stage of marriage, and Nebuch, the husband, passes away. So then she returns fully to the domain of her father, and he has the rights to be revoking her Nedarim at that point in time. And then when she gets a second marriage, and she's a Naru Marasa to the second marriage, the father still retains the rights, albeit now Bishutvis, with her new husband, to go and revoke her Nedarim. So the Gemara tells us, Mekish Kodmei Havaya Shnia L'Kodmei Havaya Rishona, that we compare over here, Vayosiyah, these two marriages. And we are saying, the pasuk is teaching us, that the rights of the father are the same before the first marriage as they are the same before the second marriage. What does that mean? Ma kod me havaya rishona, just like prior to the first marriage, av me for l'chude, the father is me for his daughter. She's a nara, and the father alone is 100% capable of revoking, being made for his daughter's nedarim. So too, Imhayo Siyeh teaches us that even before the second marriage, the father still retains that same right. Af kodme havaya shnia, even prior to the second marriage, av mefer l'chude. Here too, the daughter is 100% in the domain of her father, that he can go be mefer her nedarim. So this double lashon, hayo siyeh, teaches us there's the same din before the first kiddushin as there is before the second kiddushin. So it says, maybe, though, that doesn't mean that the husband knew about it. Maybe, Ema, Hani Mili, maybe this is true that the father has the same rights before the first marriage. He retains those same rights before the second marriage, when the first husband had passed away, or divorced her. So, Ema, Hani Mili, Benedarim, Shalom, Nirul Aris. Maybe that's only Nedarim that were not yet heard by the Aris, by the first husband, and therefore, in that situation, it wasn't capable of the Aris to be made for him, because he didn't know about it. But Avol bin Nedarim, Sheniru Laris, if there were Nedarim that were made and the Aris heard about them, so once Biyom Shamo kicks in, maybe Lo Motzi made for Av. Maybe the father doesn't get those rights of the husband. You're right. If there was no ability of the first husband to go be made for the Nedarim, i.e. he didn't hear about them, so then, you're right, then the husband gets those rights 100% himself to be made for the Nedarim. But maybe if the Aris did hear about it and died before he had a chance to be made for them, so then, Biyom Shamo, it already kicked in, and therefore, the father can't go and revoke those Nedarim. Maybe the Mahayosiyah doesn't talk about that case. So where it says, if that were true, then Eib in Nedarim Shalom Nirul Aris, if we're only talking about that we makeish kod mi havaya shnia l'kod mi havaya rishona, if that was only for Nedarim that the Aris didn't hear about, I wouldn't need this pasuk, because we could have learned that out from Mibinurea Beis Avia Nafka. This pasuk could have taught us that then, that if the Aris didn't hear about it, so then the rights return to the father. And therefore, when we have Imhayo Siyeh Le'ish, that comes to tell us that not only Nedarim shalo niru l'aris, but even Nedarim sheniru l'aris, if it's still Biyom Shamo, the father has the right to revoke them. So that's how we see that the rights of the husband are Nisrokno La'av. But the other way around, the rights of the father, as we pointed out, are not Nisrokno Le'bal. Then we quote the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah said, in this regard, Bazeh, We said, in this regard, the father is stronger than the husband. But in another regard, the din of bogeres, so then the father can't be made for nedarim of his daughter who's a bogeres, whereas the husband can be made for the nedarim of his wife who is a bogeres. So the Gemara says, hechi dami, exactly what are the circumstances here? As the Ryan points out, Shahabal mefer the beggar. Under what circumstances do we say that the Baal is able to be made for the nedarim of his wife as a bogeris? If you're going to tell me, Ilema, we're dealing with a case, Shekitsho Kishinara, that the Kiddushin took place while she was in Nara, and then she was a bogeris by the fact that she didn't get married yet. So let's say she got married when she was 12 years and 3 months, and now they're still not, that's the first stage of marriage, the Erisin. And by the time she's bogeris at 12 years and 6 months, she still hasn't entered into the second stage of marriage. Is that the case where we're saying that the father doesn't have the rights to be made for in the darim, and the husband does? So that can't be. Milte, let's take a look at this. Because Misa Motzia Ubagris Motzia Mirshusav, both Misa, the death nebuch of the father, or the going into the Bagris stage of life, when she's beyond 12 years and 6 months, both of these, the death of the father, or entering into the Bagris stage, so they remove the woman, the daughter, from being in the domain of her father. And the father no longer is able to be made for the Nedarim. If he's dead, obviously not, but once his daughter reaches the age of Bagris, he's also not. So we compare over here, Misa and Bagris. Both of them take the girl out from the domain of her father. So just like Mamisa lo nisroken ushus labal, just like in the case of death, there is no inheritance. As the Ran points out, we learn out this din, the kivan shenes, when the father passes away, parka zuchusi, any zuchusim that he had, go away. Lo matzi lo risho labanav, they don't go to his children. So just like the father could be made for the nedarim of his daughter, so you might have thought that his sons who inherit him also now inherit the rights to be made for the nedarim of his daughter. No, that's not true. And therefore, and that's learned that from a pasuk, v'snachaltem osom livnechem, v'lo zuchus v'nosechem livnechem. You inherit to your sons, but you don't inherit those rights that you had to be made for the nedarim of your daughter to your son. And this learned more, we learned in Kesubas not that long ago. So, man misa lo nisrok n'rishus labal, just like by the death of the father, those rights aren't going to be transferred over to either his children or to the Baal. So they had a shutvis on this Nara Murasa. So while the father is alive, the husband is alive, both of them have to be nafid in the Dharm in order for the Dharm to be Mufar. So when death occurs, the rights don't transfer over to the husband. So to Av Bagris, Lo Nisrok Nur Rishus Labal. So too, in regards to Bagris, when the daughter reaches the age of 12 years and 6 months, so those rights, Lo Nisrok Nur Rishus Labal. So they don't transfer over to the husband. So therefore, that can't be what we're talking about as well. So when we say that the husband is more powerful than the father, when she reaches the age of Bagris, it can't be talking about where she started off as a Nara Murasa and made a Neder, and now she's a Bogeret. So just like the father can't be made for the Nedarim, those rights don't transfer over to the husband, and he also can't be made for the Nedarim, because the father can't be made for the Nedarim anymore. Ella, so what are we talking about? That we're saying that the rights of the husband are stronger in regards to the Bagris than the rights of the father. Ella, we're dealing over here, Shekitsha Shehi Bogeris. We're dealing with a situation where he was Makadisha when she already was a Bogeris. As the Ran points out, in Dibra Masal, Kitsha Shehi Bogeris, Ubayis Lemema, what the Mishnah is trying to teach us is dekivan she'ein olea rishus av, since she no longer is in the domain of her father, when she reaches Bogeris, the father is no longer able to be made for a nedarim, so the father can't be made for a nedarim at that point in time. However, kol she'igia zman she'nosnu lo chachamim lo arus, the arus lo finis is asman, but even though they're not yet married, the full second stage of marriage, but they are just an arusa stage, but there's a certain amount of time that Chazal gave to them to prepare for the second stage of marriage, to put together all the things that they need for the second stage of marriage, and that normally was 12 months for a Nara, and it was 30 days for a woman who's already a Bogeris, albeit we'll see this din inside a little bit more in a moment. So, Kivan, the Mikan Ve'elach, Baal Chayev B'Zanon Se'ah, since the husband, after this amount of time has passed, is Chayev to go and support his wife, as we learned also in the Gemara in Kesubos, so therefore, Yofir, the husband would have the right to go be made for in this situation, even though she is a Bogeris Arusa. So since there was the start of this situation while she was a Nara Hamurasa, so the husband retains the rights, and since the father no longer has the rights in this situation, it's not Nisrok Nilabal, the father's out of the picture. But now we give the full power to the husband because he's Mechuyev to support his wife. He has to be Mefarneser because it's reached a period of time where if he hasn't gone into the second stage of Nisuim, the rabbi said that he has to go and support her. And the Gemara says that's what this Mishnah is talking about, the power of the husband who is required to support his Nara Hamurasa wife. He hasn't taken yet into the second stage of marriage. Once that time has come that he's Mechuyev to support her, so then he's allowed to go and revoke the Nedarim by himself because the father no longer is in the picture because she's a Bogeris. Gemara says, really? Is that what we need the Mishnah over here to teach us? Our Mishnah is teaching us this din, Hotinina Chaduzimna. But that already has been taught, and we're going to learn that in a couple of days on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. As the Ran says in the next Dibur Maskil, Hotinina Chaduzimna, Bahai Pirkei, in our Perek, the Tarti Lamali. Why do we have to teach it over here on Daf Ayin, and why do we have to learn it again on Daf Ayin Gimel? Because it says over there, if you have a girl who's a Bogeris, but she was engaged while she was a Nara, and now she has waited 12 months of time, so in this situation, Rebbe Eliezer is going to teach us, so Machlokes between the Chacham and Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer says that since the husband has an obligation to support her now, after the period of time when she's Reuya, so to say, to become a full-fledged wedding, and the husband is recalcitrant in taking her to be his full-fledged wife at this point in time, to do nisuin with her, that chuppah nisuin, so then Rabbi Eliezer says that we cancel the husband, and he has to go and be mefarneser. The Chacham disagreed. The Chacham say, no, until they actually do the nisuin, we don't make him support her. But Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that we do, in fact, make the husband support her, and since the husband has to support her, therefore, the husband has the right to revoke in the darm. So that's what it says b'feirush on Daf Ayin Gimel. Why do you have to tell it to me over here in our Mishnah on Daf Ayin? That's the Gemara's question. Tarti lomoli. Why do we need it two times? But then the Ran continues in Dibur Maskil Hotinina Chaduzimna, and he says, Umikame da'osik le lekushya. Before we go and finish off this question, however, the Gemara is going to be medayik over here, daik ba'achmasisa b'sraisa u'mefarish law. We have to first explain and understand the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel. So that's what we're doing right now. And the Gemara says, ha'gufa kasha, the wording that we just brought down doesn't make any sense. What I just said outside about Ayin Gimel, it doesn't seem to make sense. Amis, you said, ha'bogeres shishoa soshtem osor chodesh. You're telling me that it's a bogeres who's waited 12 months. A bogeres doesn't wait 12 months. The bogeres, lomuli shtem osor chodesh. We don't wait 12 months for Bulgaris. We assume that Bulgaris has been preparing all her life to get married, and she's ready to go, so to say, and only requires 30 days. And if the husband doesn't go and fulfill the full-fledged Nisuin after 30 days, that's when Rebbe Eliezer says that the husband's obligations to support her kick in, and therefore, if he has to be Mefarneser, he can go be made for her Nedarim. So why are you telling me 12 months? Bulgaris, lom lishnemos hachodesh. Bulgaris, bishloshim yom sagilo. It will be adequate just to have 30 days. So I don't understand the way we just understood the Mishnah of 12 months for Bogeris, it's only 30 days. And Gemara says, yeah, you forgot a vav. Tani, Bogeris, yeah, a Bogeris is only 30 days. And Vishesho'as or Shneim or Chodesh, that then applies to her as well. So if she was a Nara Murasa, so then she does get 12 months. So we start the clock in that situation. And when those 12 months are up, so the husband is Mechuyev to go and support her. But when is it 12 months? There's only going to be 12 months if she were to go and receive the Erusin the day she's 12 years old. So then she gets 12 months. But the clock starts, so to say, if she's 12 years and 1 month, then she only gets 11 months. If she's 12 years and 2 months, then she only gets 10 months. If she's 12 years and 6 months, then she only gets 6 months. So as the Ran tells us in Dibur Maskil, Tani Bogeres v'shasa yobili chodesh, you have to put the vavin over there, klomar. The Bogeris that we're talking about, Kedina Shizmana Bechoser V'yoser. So this din will depend on when she gets married. Kedisivna V'narish Shizoser Shizman HaKotzuv Law, whatever period of time is. Da'ayinu Shneimosu Chodesh, if she started when she was a Nara on day one. So Ho, Balachai B'Nosei Yofer. So whatever the period of time is, so that's what the Mishnah 9 Gimel is telling us, that since, according to Rebbe Eliezer, that the husband has to support her, so therefore he can marry for Nadar. No, the bottom line is, now we understand the Mishnah 9 Gimel, However, we still have our question. We return to the same question. As the Ram points out, Tarti Bogeris Lomali. Why do we need it on Daf Ayin? And why do we need it on Daf Ayin Gimel? So the Gemara gives us two Tarti roots. The first one is, you can learn it, that Hocha Dafka, our Gemara on Daf Ayin. That's the main place to learn out this din. And Ubogeris Tani Hasam, and it repeats the din over there on Daf Ayin Gimel Mishum Debay Yifluge Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan, because it needs to tell us there the machlokas between Eliezer and the Chachamim. So on our Daf over here, it's telling us stam, like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. But as the Ram points out, we don't want this to be a stam Mishnah, because we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer, we pass like the Chachamim, so therefore it has to tell us later on the Machlokas, because if you have a Stam, the Achakach Machlokas, it doesn't mean you're passing like the Stam. So therefore, it had to, so to say, flesh out and give us the full details of this din on Daf Ayin Gimel to teach us the Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon. As the Ran says, in the first Dibur Maskil, Ibayis Eima, he says, Bogeris the Hocha Dafka, here on Daf Ayin, that's the main place to tell us this din. I, Bahai Diktoni Lo Hossam, so why do you tell us to this again on Ayin Gimel? Mishum the boy Yifluge Rabbi Elezer Rabbanon. It needed to teach us that machlokis. Umishum Hochi Hodor Vitoni Lo Lashmeinon, the Lad Divriya Koli. To teach us that that which we're saying here on Daf Ayin isn't agreed to by everybody. It's only the opinion of Rabbi Elezer. Now, the Karsha Be'enai, the Ran says, this is a little bit difficult over here, the Lashon of the Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara, the Kamar Bogeris, the Hocha Dafka, to say that our Gemara is the Dafka. He doesn't like this Lashon so much, to say our Gemara is the Iker. No, the Iker really is on Daf Ayin Gimel, the other Abba. Mishnah Basraisa Dafka, you could argue that that's the main place. Lugufa, it's the Rech Lashminon, and we needed over there to teach us the Lo Nismoch Astoma. And it has to have the main thing on Daf Ayin Gimel to teach us, as I pointed out, that our Mishnah here is not a Stam Mishnah. And the purpose, therefore, is to tell us, yes, this is Stam Mishnah that we're listing over here on Daf Ayin, but we are going to then better flesh out the full Machlokas on Daf Ayin Gimel, and therefore our Mishnah can't be thought of as a Stam Mishnah, paskin like a Eliezer. In fact, it's a Stam, V'yachekach Machlokas, and we don't pass like the Stam. So the Ran says, I have a little bit of difficulty with this Lashon over here to say that Hocha Davka. So therefore, the Ran says, V'nira li, the Chig Komar Bogeris, the Hocha Davka, that which we're saying over here, that our statement, our Mishnah on Daf Ayin, is Davka, is the main one, Lav Davka. It doesn't literally mean that, literally. El Lomar, what it means to tell us over here, is Mastis and Basraisa, Bosar Kamaisa Grira. It's the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel's, needed because of the Mishnah on Daf Ayin. That's what it means, that our place over here is the critical one. Not really, but that's the Lashon that we're using to say that our Mishnah over here on Daf Ayin, it was critical, and therefore we needed the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel to explain it. The Lo Asklo Botana Lashminon Dino de Bogeris, that our Tana here in our Mishnah wasn't coming to teach us all the dinim of Bogeris, Ella Bahai Mastis and Kamaisa Shorilim Misnaya, except for what he needs to teach us over here, to teach us this din of a Bogeris. Ubaso Hochi, Bidach Masisan, and then on Daf Ayin Gimel, Kamash Malon, the Lo Nismoch Astorma Kamo, not to rely upon our Mishnah as Aloch Lamaisa, the Lav Diriakoli, because it's only the opinion of Eliezer, it's not the opinion of the Diriakol, it's not the opinion of the Chachamim. So that's Teretz number one, that our Mishnah on Ayin is critical. And the reason why you have the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel is to explain the Mishnah on Daf Ayin and not to have it as a Stam Mishnah. That's Teretz number one. Teretz number two, we buy Yisema, or we could argue that Bogeris Dafka, the Mishnah dealing with a Bogeris on Daf Ayin Gimel, that's the critical place that we have this. No. Why does it say it on Daf Ayin? But I did not say Reisha, but since our Reisha said, and in this fashion, the strength of the father is stronger than the strength of the husband, that Nisrokna Rishus HaBaal La'av, but not Nisrokna Rishus HaAv L'Baal, since we had to teach us this din, that if the husband passes away, his rights as in the Narim Rasa are transferred over to the father, but if the father passes away, his rights in his daughter are not transferred over to the husband. So once it teaches us the Reisha, I did the Nosif Reisha Bazeh, so then Nosif Sefer Nami Bazeh. So to flesh it out, for parallelism, to say that just like there's a strengthening of the father over the husband, so too there's a strengthening of the husband over the father. But that's not the Iker. The Iker is on Daf Ayin Gimel. And that's why it tells it to us twice. It's really for stylistic reasons that it's mentioned over here on Daf Ayin. And the Iker plays Nisiv Seifa Nami Bazeh. We only mention it on Daf Ayin because of the parallelism from the Reisha. And the real Iker place is on Daf Ayin Gimel. Okay, a very short shiur. Again, learn for Refuah Shleima for Chava Ita Bas Ella, who should Mir Tashem have a Refuah Shleima, Beso Shar Chol Yisrael. With this, we conclude today's shiur.